1869 being the date and the year. Those Waterloo sportsmen and more did appear, for to gain the great prizes and fear them a while, never counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of December, the day of renown, McGrath and his keeper, they left Lurgan town. A gale in the channel, it soon drove them o'er. On the 13th they landed on fair England's shore. And when they arrived there in big London town, those great English sportsmen, they all gathered round. And some of those gentlemen gave a howl, saying that's a great dog they call Master McGrath. Lurgan went forward and said, gentlemen, if there's any amongst you has money to spend, for your nobles of England, I don't care a straw, here's 5,000 to one upon Master McGrath. He looked up and he wagged his old tail, informing his lordship, I know what you mean. Don't fear noble Brownlow, don't fear the McGrath, for I'll tarnish their laurels, says Master McGrath. And roasted and covered the great English crate, and master and keeper were close by her side. They have her away and the crowds cried around for the pride of old England and Master McGrath. Says Rose, what took you from your home? You should have stopped there in your Irish demands, and not come to gain laurels on Albion's plains. McGrath, we have wild in the box, but you'll find in old Ireland there is good men and dogs. Lead on bold Britannia, give none of your charm, snuff that up your nostrils, says Master McGrath. Swift as the wind, he was sometimes before her and sometimes behind. Rose gave the first turn according to the law, but the second was given by Master McGrath. Green feet she flew, but he jumped on her back and he held up his paw. Three Cheers to old Ireland and Master Mac Grub.
Master.